Then don't interrupt, and please don't go into another diatribe until I'm finished, all right? First of all,
yes,
you...
Sir, I was, you were in the middle of a diatribe.
No, look, I'm going
to
put...
I'll be replying to your question.
No, wait a minute.
Let the news guy navigate.
News guy, please get him under control, because otherwise I'm going to put him on hold, all right?
You'll be putting all of us on hold, John.
Yeah, I know. That's why I don't want to do it.
You can't do that, all right?
That's why I don't want to do it.
So, you know, John, please...
All right, but listen, I want to. So far, it's our show, and I haven't been able to say anything because this guy jumps in and goes into another filibuster.
Right, you know what? Let's wrap it up, Mr. Stewart. You've had a good say.
No. I want to respond to him.
Yeah,
Mr.
Johan, do you have any last words?
Yes, I find it very interesting the comment Mr. Stewart made about Cape Town being such a safe place. And I'll put it to you that our ANC government knows what contribution is made by tourism and the amount spent by overseas tourists in Cape Town. So, of course, it will be a safe place. They've got more police presence in Cape Town than in any other area in South Africa, and I think... Anybody inside and outside of South Africa, any expat South African knows that very well. So I can't see how you can take one metropolitan area in South Africa and use that as an example to say that that's the progress that's been made in South Africa when we have 500,000 rapes a year, and that those are the statistics that are being reported. I can't see that.
Yeah. And also, Mr. Stewart, you need to understand that, there is this tremendous democracy over there in South Africa, but you have to understand that we've also had Helen Zille on the show, and her battle to simply become the head of the Democratic Alliance or to even become the mayor of Cape Town, she was threatened by the ANC, and she continues to be threatened by the ANC through Democratic and other means, that the ANC is intent on a one-party rule system that they have had. They basically want to continue national party politics with ANC flavor.
And she's also been illegally arrested, news guy. We know this. I mean, she's been illegally arrested by the ANC.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So you have any response to that, Mr. Stewart?
Well, yes, first of all, Cape Town's got the highest murder rate in South Africa, so it's not the safest place. I didn't say it was the safest place. I said it's a very pleasant place. Secondly, I think that one of the reasons why Cape Town is a pleasant place is because it's got a DA mayor. And I think that the challenge for South Africans now, also for people in Gauteng and the old Transvaal, is to rally support and win elections so that they can also take over cities and finally provinces and finally the government to make sure that the whole country is run in accordance with our constitution. I haven't said that our democracy is perfect, and I've certainly been trying to point out that it is under great threat. And I think that in all of these things, I would align myself very much with Helen Zille's views.
Yeah, but the only people it's under threat from are communists. And you speak about a court system. Of course there's a court system. All the decisions go the way the communists want it to go. There is no court system over there with communists running the show. Who are you kidding? And there's no democracy. You don't call it a democracy. When communists run a country, there's no democracy. Who are you trying to kid here?
Communists are not running South Africa.
Oh, no. Well, then you're in a fantasy world.
I need to ask you, Mr. Stewart, the ANC is running a coalition government with the Communist Party of South Africa. And many of the people, there is an overlapping of sentiment and ideology between the ANC and the communists. This is a historical fact.
And our foundation has been writing articles about this and warning about this threat. This is an undeniable threat, and we have to be aware of it, and we have to make use of our institutions to oppose it.
and to I mean, even the honorable Nelson Mandela, and I say that with the tongue stuck in my cheek.
Yeah, joke.
Joke.
He definitely is a Marxist. I mean, his whole thing has been about Marxism.
I don't think so. There's been a lot of debate on that question, yeah. But
You know, you're a lackey for the communist government. That's what it comes down to.
Which has a different agenda from the communist
one. Hey, Mr. Stewart, I want to read something to you. Listen to this. The liberal Reuters news service reported in December of 2002 that there was a rising nostalgia for apartheid in South Africa. And it is no surprise, since conditions in South Africa deteriorated so badly since the left in America and around the world got what they wanted, a communist regime run by black incompetent bigots. The story appeared in the December 12, 2002 edition of International Section of the New York Times, yet titled South Africa, Rising Nostalgia for Apartheid. The story said, quote, increasing numbers of black and white South Africans believe their country was better run under apartheid and say unemployment and crime are the government's top challenges, according to two new polls released this week. Among white respondents, 65% identified positive elements to whites-only rule, compared with 39% in 1995. Among black respondents, 20% gave a positive rating to certain aspects of life under the apartheid regime, compared with 8% in 1995. So it increased by 14%, the good outlook as far as apartheid in just a few years. That's what the black bigot communists in South Africa have done to that country. They even have blacks wanting to return to white rule.
Yeah, but that's, as you say, that's 20%. And I think what they want is a return to good government. They want proper policing. They want...
No, they want less murder.
Decent services. And they're not getting that from the ANC right now. That's quite true.
No, all they're getting is murder.
A democratic system. That's why they will have the opportunity to vote in next week's election.
Yeah, nothing. Yeah, but sure, sure.
A genuine election.
There's some vote that's going to be.
Let's hear from Dr. Letts. We haven't heard from him.
Yeah, okay, let's hear from Letts.
Like you had a question to come in with or a comment?
Okay, thank you very much. I just want to say this utopia, Mr. Stewart, is reaching for, is putting it in a way that he think he achieved it already. But I just want to point out that after this Frankenstein monster that was established in 1994, by his Mr. de Klerk, the general product of agricultural section was reduced by 50% from 1994 up to 2004. So the amount of food produced in this country has dropped 50%. It made us a country that exported food to a country that has to import food. The murders
Mr.
Stewart, I'm still busy.
Yeah, let him speak.
Some time to, at the moment, we have a murder rate of more about 53 murders per day. We have a rape rate of every half a minute, a woman in this country is being raped. This is the type of Frankenstein monster that is this utopia of the new democracy, of the new constitution that Mr. Stewart wants to be. Please help us to let it work. This is not what we want. We're not fighting against anybody. You know what, Mr. Stewart, I want to quote this, which I also said to Mr. Zuma. I said, the Zulus are indigenous to South Africa and do not claim any territory outside its borders. I want to state irrefutably that the culture of the Boer folk is firmly anchored in South African soil, and that we too make no claim to territory outside these borders. We belong to this country and this continent, and we will not, like so many other Afrikaners and white people, flee from here. The Boer folk is here om te bly. What means is the Boer folk are here to stay.
And let's have,
this is the message, that we don't want to flee, but we want to make not the Constitution work. We want to rule over ourselves. We also said that we, the Boer folk, never ruled over other people,
no.
Even in victory following warfare, even over the Zulus. We gave them their own country back where they could rule. We do not want to rule over others now. We only want dominion of ourselves. This inherent need, firmly entrenched in the Constitution, which you are talking about, is already acknowledged right for groups with traditional leaders and authorities, but not to the Boer folk.
Yes, and
this is the irony of the whole Constitution. It's like the Orwell farm. There are more.
Right.
All people are equal. Only some people are more equal.
Yes. Yeah. Dr. Stewart, do you have any final last words before we let you go?
Yeah, as I say, everybody should have a place in South Africa. The Boer folk, the Zulus, people who don't want to be Zulu, people who don't want to be Boer. Everybody should have a place in the new South Africa. That is the foundation of our constitution, and that's what it says. Our constitution is under threat. I didn't say that South Africa was in a utopia, but I said that we had made a lot of progress in the last 15 years and that all South Africans
what?
Should now rally around to defend the constitution that we established 15 years ago.
All right. Well, thank you very
thank
much.
Thank you. Bye, donkey.
Dave Stewart, and really appreciate you coming on.
Yes, and we'll hope to have you back. Good scenes.
Okay. Now, also, let me see here. Johan, if you have any last words on this,
yes,
and if you can say anything in Afrikaans.
Yes, you could say it in Afrikaans to Letts. Make you feel at home.
I'll first say it in English. I fail to see progress where the life expectancy, if we look at black people, have gone from equal to being at levels in European countries to worse than life expectancy in countries currently at war like Iraq and Afghanistan. So if I fail to see how you can talk about any kind of progress when the life expectancy of people have essentially halved in the space of 14 years. En dan wil ek net sê aan al die boere reg oor die wêreld, ek dink dit is tyd dat ons begin saam staan waar ons onsself ook al bevind en ons kragte begin saamspan. Ek dink die tyd om op te staan en ons sê te sê is daar. Dr. Letzter het reeds begin met die samensprekings daar met meneer Zuma. Ek dink Dr. Letts het hom uitstekend van sy taak gekwyt om die boerevolk se saak te stel. En ek is seker die oë het reeds begin oopgaan. So ek vra al die boere reg oor die wêreld om saam te staan en Dr. Letts en Boerevryheid te ondersteun in hierdie poging. Dankie.
All right. John, if you have any last words for
yes.
this?
Yes.
Yeah. First of all, I wanted to ask Mr. Stewart if he has a place in the current government in South Africa. I'd like to know, is he getting a paycheck from them to speak the way he is? For him to talk about progress in 15 years, you can't even get electricity for more than 4 or 5 hours
right.
in South Africa. What are you talking about, progress?
You can't even get a cab.
The guy's a lackey. I bet you he's working in the new South African government. He talks about a constitution. There is no constitution when communists are. The constitution is what communists say it is.
That's right.
How dare he say. What does he think? We're all stupid here? I have no patience with people who make excuses for communists and try and just lie to our faces. There is no progress except the progress that communists want to make. And there's no constitution when communists are in charge.
And this is why we are glad to have the radio commando on our on our side.
And the young Boer, Tian, you have anything that you'd like to add, Tian?
No, I just found everyone's arguments quite interesting. And I definitely see where everyone's coming from. But some people just sort of have to wake up and face reality.
And Dr. Letts, a good friend, Boer friend, my best day Boer friend, Dr. Letts.
Thank you very much, Frank. It was another pleasure for me to be here with you. And it's so kind of you to have like a foster child, the Buddha folk, under your wings, and we really appreciate it. And the way you are putting the facts in the right perspective, but also yeah. in the rechte perspective, we really appreciate that. And you mustn't be too hard on Mr. Stewart. He is part of the first type of so-called Afrikaner. I'm very surprised to hear that he refers to himself as Afrikaner, because man. I don't think, he's a pure English-speaking man, although it's not too much of a surprise, because that's the point. The Afrikaner cannot really define themselves. That's the problem. If I talk about the Boere folk, you know exactly what I'm talking about. And thank you, Johan, for your kind words. I just want to invite all the people from all over the world listening to this program. Please have a look on our website called www.boerevrijheid.co.za. Boerevrijheid. Please try and please come and visit us. At the moment, we are the largest Afrikaans website in the world. We're under the 0.9% top-rated websites on the Alexa rate. And they look at about 30 million websites, and we are rated under the top 0.9%.
Wow.
So we really have something to provide to the people. Come and visit us, even if you sit on an oil platform or in Iceland or wherever you are. Please sign in and come and visit us. Bye, Donkey Johan, and bye, Donkey Frank and Peter and John. I really appreciate it.
You want to say anything in Budatal? But before you do, is it Gombak or is it what was the other thing that you said to me?
Gemsbok.
What is it? Which one is it? I have to know when I come over there what I'm hunting.
Okay, you must come and shoot a kudu.
But you hunt communists.
Because a kudu.
A kudu. Will we have kudu stew like the Buddha folk did on the Great Trek?
Yes, yes, we'll do that.
Let's
promise. When are you coming?
Let's leave the animals alone and let's go after the communists.
Remember, the winter time is coming on. When you have summer, we have winter. Yes. So the hunting season is in our winter.
That's the fault of the ANC, too.
Oh, all right. Hopefully I could get everything set up. And look, I don't want to take any taxi. I don't want to take a chance. I have to...
A white taxi, white van.
Yeah. will somebody meet me at the airport?
Yes. Of course, yes.
Because I don't want to say...
John Stewart.
I don't want to say, "Wat is die Stasi?" Because I know it's not safe in die Stasi.
Listen, Frank, if you come, you will be the VIP.
By a donkey. So if you'd like to say something in Buddha Tal to the audience, please do.
Yes, I want to say, Ali Buddha, wat oral oor die wereld versprei is. Ons is besig om die boerevolk by mekaar te maak, om registreer op ons webblad, word lid van die boerevolk. Ons is besig om vir ons 'n plekkie onder die son in hierdie suidland weer terug te kry, sodat jy kan terugkom daar van die vreemde af en terugkom na jou eie land toe. Baie dankie.
Baie dankie. Kom asseblief weer. Ek is dit ek baie groenie. Totsiens.
Hi. Can you believe it? Do you take classes?
Yes, and maybe one day I'll be considered a boer.
He almost sounded Jewish there. He went, "Hoi! Hoi, Gavol."
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Good night, Dr. Lutz.
Good night.
Tot ziens, Dr. Lutz.
Tot ziens. And I guess that'll wrap it up, because I got to take Johan and Tion back to the hotel.